This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello.
Callum, what are you doing for the weekend?
I have nothing major planned. I'm having a quiet couple of weeks because I have a
that
very
sounded
expensive...
like a song.
I have nothing major planned.
Ground control. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I have a very expensive and busy August, so I'm trying to not do anything. It is the hurling final on Sunday.
Yes.
Like watching that on the
Who's
TV.
Playing in the hurling final, Callum?
It is Cork v Clare.
Well done. Wow.
Thank you very much. Good. Up the banner.
Up the banner.
And up the rebels.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Would you reference watching that?
We may have to stop slagging him for being English.
I know.
I wouldn't really care. Probably the Cork accent annoys me more than the Clare accent. So
what
probably
is the Clare
have...
accent?
Clare accent's just kind of like
just kind of country, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love the Cork accent.
I wouldn't be able to distinguish a Clare accent now.
No, either would I.
I feel like that in Galway would be kind of similar.
You could definitely distinguish a Cork accent.
Of course you could, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Callum, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If Ireland were playing England in a major...
England.
World tournament.
England.
Yeah.
Who would you support?
England.
I would.
Oh, that's a hard question.
He did say it's start of the week. He doesn't really care about the English football team. And just like in the context of you're in Ireland, imagine the hype and the buzzing.
I would be so excited for Ireland to be in a tournament because the last one was Euro 2016. And I didn't know what the hype was around that. But I'd like it to be.
Didn't last long.
Yeah. But I'd like them to have a good qualifying state. You don't want to
We're
get
in the quarterfinals of the Euros against England. Who are you up for?
It'd still be England,
okay.
And especially on air, I would be very.
You can still slag them,
England. Yeah. But deep down, I would be delighted if Ireland qualified.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a win-win.
Yeah, England play Ireland in the Nations League, which is basically a glorified friendly in September, and I'm like, I'd like to go to that, and I don't really care who wins that.
I was kind of the same. I went to the Dublin Galway match. And it was where Galway knocked out Dublin. But I was kind of happy when Galway won. I was like, that's good. Like, I was cheering for Dublin, but at the same time,
Has got another chance.
I was kind of actually really happy for Galway.
Yeah, whenever the person who wins all the time.
When, Kilkenny was constantly winning the hurling and Dublin were constantly winning the football. It's not predictable, is it?
Was it Kilkenny that was always winning the hurling? I don't really watch
Kilkenny, I feel like, used to win the hurling all the time when we were younger.
All the time, yeah.
When we were younger. Now it's Limerick.
Limerick, sure, of course. Yeah, that's what makes this one kind of exciting.
Yeah, neither of them.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy your
weekend. Look at us. What is this? Off the ball?
Here we go. Wake up in my bed. I just want to have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling
in the morning.
Hello there. It's Friday.
Oh, thank God for that. Here we are.
Nice and a beautiful morning.
Sorry, not thank God. We really enjoy being here with you.
Well, we're obviously.
We're very excited
for the weekend. We also love being asleep at this time.
Yeah, me too.
It's lovely out, yeah.
It's really nice. A sad thing happened to me last night. I was out with my friends and I had a fair bit left of my drink.
Okay.
And a little fly flew in.
I saw this on your Instagram. I saw your Instagram of a fly or something.
And
what happened?
The fly flew into the drink, and then I felt like I couldn't have it anymore.
Ashling, would you grow up? You just swoop them out. You move.
Grow up.
I'm with Emma on this.
The glass. See, I was in a nice place. I was in a restaurant, and I did spend.
It wasn't that nice.
There's
flies around.
Yeah, no, they did open the windows, but I spent a good while trying to get my hand down into the glass to flick them out, and I couldn't. And then I just looked like a very lazy-like person.
I understand.
Sticking my hand into the glass. Fiddling around.
Did you have a sip after?
Swishing my finger around the drink. I was like, oh, I give up.
So you just left the drink sitting there?
Yeah.
In today's world.
I know. That's why I said it was a sad story.
She must be made of money, huh?
Wow.
It was a sad story.
Did that bee had a good night, though?
Fly,
yeah.
It was a bee. It's a totally different story.
It's a bee.
But I saw it on your Instagram story. It was tiny.
It was tiny. I could have been the woman who swallowed the fly, but perhaps I would have died.
Oh.
I'll never forget that rhyme.
What rhyme?
That rhyme she just did.
She swallowed the fly.
Have you never heard that?
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
I needed the old lady to put it.
Oh, dear God. I was very concerned there.
We're back on track.
Spins Fully Charged with Now. It Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather on Spin. Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to imagine what Brad Pitt smells like, what kind of scent might come to mind?
Oh, some Gucci perfume, some sort of
sexy aftershave.
Yeah, it smells like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Whatever that smells
Living
like.
Back in the day. Like, yeah.
Well, apparently he's quite the smelly man.
No! Yeah. I don't know why smelly. I care. But
as in unwashed smelly.
Well, that's interesting because so is his mate, Leo DiCaprio.
Is he smelly?
Betsy Bracker. Leo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah, because he doesn't shower.
He's smelly.
Because, are you serious?
Do you not know the story, no? Sorry, I've to completely derail your story. Leo DiCaprio is famously very pro-environment, so showers like once every 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, doesn't use like aerosols, doesn't use anything like that.
Oh, no, wants no,
Does he know that they took the bad stuff out of the aerosols?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not that bad anymore.
Maybe.
Anyway, it looks like Brad Pitt is finally on the up, having been maybe a smelly guy, thanks to his new girlfriend. Not his new girlfriend, they've been together a while, sorry. Ines de Ramon, they've been together since 2022. And they're saying now that their romance is stronger than ever. And it's being claimed that this lady has improved his life in more ways than one when it comes to his hygiene significantly.
Apparently. Oh, my God. How would you not know if you smell? If I smelled, would you just tell me?
Oh, no, that's Dave's question that he brings
up. You always
up all
ask.
The
I don't
time.
Know how to answer that. You don't smell, so I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, but what if I did?
I don't think I would. I'm
one
sorry.
One of David Hammond's biggest worries in his mind is that if he smelled, no one would tell him.
I just think that's such
you
a terrifying
smell.
Thing.
I guess you'll never know, though.
Would you just want to know?
Of course I'd want to know.
Exactly.
I know, but would you want to tell me?
I'd tell you no about it.
Can you imagine being that person in the office who's called in for like a bit of a smell off?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I'd never recover. Anyway, Brad used to often go a day or two without showering. Obviously, he's a big sex symbol, but when it comes to this lady, he's changing his smelly ways, says the source. I love the source. Pay them all the money. He's changing his smelly ways. He's generally paying more attention to clothes he wears and letting her pick out his cologne. She's even got him flossing his teeth. They love to go out and get pampered.
The bar is on the floor for Brad.
And get their massages and facials. He loves moisturisers and skin creams as well. And he's upped his game in that area to everyone's relief. Again, again, give that source all the money.
Oh my God, Brad must have been in a hoop.
Honestly, he must have smelled rotten.
Full of plaque.
Yeah.
Dry skin.
Can I ask everyone, because sometimes I get a bit embarrassed about this as a grown woman. Do we all have like a skincare routine?
No.
Okay, Grant, thank God.
Not on this show.
Heavens.
Of all the
we
people...
We don't have time for a skincare routine.
Of all the people in the world I thought would have a skincare routine, it'd be you.
No?
Yeah, I feel like you'd be very regimented in that way.
Just get the Botox when you're stuck.
Right, okay, fair. I'm again
no,
on that.
I've seen Emma come in last night's makeup.
Yeah.
You don't have no skincare routine.
Bit of serum, that'd be it now in the morning. But anyway, he, in the past, has spoken about his own beauty routine. He does have that. And he says, I have my simple little regime. Morning wash, serum, day cream. Done. Out the door. Night wash. Cream, night wash, or night moisturiser, ready for bed.
When you said simple, I thought you meant he was using
the simple product. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Two,
what
a shout out. 2 quid a pop?
Yeah. Easy peasy. I don't think we all need to probably up our games in the skincare department,
actually.
Don't we?
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to give people in relationships some relationship advice this morning.
Oh, to be honest, I am here for this. I don't have a relationship, but like if I do in future, I'd like to be able to keep this one.
Okay, so you're open to this.
I'm open to some advice.
Okay. Cool. Actually, do you know what, Dave? Same.
Yeah, I'm there missing. You go.
All right. Does your partner snore? Do they talk in their sleep, roll all over the place, or just breathe too loudly? Well, it might be time for you to have a sleep divorce. Yeah, this is kind of a bit of a new trend, although it's probably always just been a thing, but now they've just put a trendy name on it. Mm. Oh, yeah. It basically just means sleeping in a separate bed to your partner.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Sleep divorce. So this American Academy of Sleep has done some research and found that 29% of Americans are opting to sleep separately from their partners, which I think is quite a high percentage.
How was the percentage?
Almost a third, 29%.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wow, that's a lot higher than I was expecting it to be.
They do love a divorce in America, though.
They do, but a sleep divorce?
And a sleep divorce, also the same. So the study found that couples getting a poor sleep were more likely to argue, and that if they go their separate ways at bedtime, it could actually help their overall well-being and their relationship.
Okay, yeah, okay. That makes sense, because I think sometimes I remember, like, when I was a child going to visit like my, I don't know, I was hanging out, being minded by my neighbour, and we went to visit the granny or whatever, and I remember just in my little childhood mind realising that the grandparents slept in different beds and being like, oh, they must be so sad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I had no grasp of that.
Oh no, they must have so much space.
Yeah, they must be really happy.
Yeah, you know? There is a bit of a stigma to like sleeping in separate beds. Like, I think it's that's like from concerned. Like the movies. Yeah, yeah, outside. But oh my God, he's in the spare room.
Yeah. This exact thing happened to me. Like, so I used to live with my girlfriend of 5 years, right? And we lived together for like 3 years or whatever. And I couldn't deal, like, I need absolute darkness and absolute silence to be able to sleep.
Really?
So like, if even the smallest bit of breathing, like if she had a watch, I'd have to put it outside the room.
Oh wow,
I'm very sensitive to like little bits of noise. So she doesn't snore anything, but she used to go just breathe.
She used to just literally breathe.
I had to wake her up so many times throughout her life, being like, stop breathing. And she'd be like, okay. And then she'd have to roll over. So we slept in separate rooms.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. We had a house to ourselves, but she slept in the spare room and I slept in my room. And that was grand.
And it was fun. You slept in your room and she slept in
No, it was my room. She moved into my house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. And then I slept in my, but she just went into the spare room. But I'm pretty sure that's the reason we broke up, because we weren't as close.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the reason.
Interesting. Yeah. So it could go the other way.
I loved it because I got to sleep. But like, there was times where you're like, oh, it's the weekend, come on in. You can sleep in my bed, do you know what I mean? Where it was almost like looking at as a treat, like, do you know what I mean? That's how bad it got. To the point where like, okay, this is actually just not working at all.
I'm a little bit nervous that I'm heading for a sleep divorce.
Really?
Yeah, because it's now becoming a trend, probably like at least once a week anyway. Or any night that Alex is out later than me.
Yeah.
He'll come home, he'll kind of like pop in, he'll kind of like come into the bedroom, be like, Ling, Ling.
Ling.
Ling. Calls me Ling. Ling. And then I'll be like, And then he'll be like, okay. And then if I'm not giving him any attention, he'll go out onto the couch, he'll put on The Office and he'll just fall asleep on the couch.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. And then like I wake up in the morning and The Office is still on. He's asleep on the couch. And it's happening more and more often than
really?
I would like.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I sometimes have to give out.
So you need to give him a bit more attention then when he comes in.
Oh yeah, it's my fault.
Give the guy a bit of love.
My God, poor Alex.
Poor Alex.
Making him sleep on the couch.
Why does he go with Ling rather than Ash?
I don't know.
Because
like,
they're
quirky.
Different like that. They're weird. They're quirky.
You're on Spin. It's fine. Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe. You're on Spin. Morning.
I just revealed a very personal detail about my private life.
We never do that on the show, ever. Yeah.
Get a grip.
No, I was just saying that my boyfriend Alex calls me Ling rather than Ash.
Yeah.
Or Ashling. He
calls me Ling. Quirky like that.
Yeah, because we're quirky and weird, but we were saying it's funny that he chose the like second part of my name.
Yeah.
And what would our nicknames be or your nicknames be if we were to take the second half? So you'd be Vid.
I'd be Vid, yeah, I don't like that.
Sounds like a vitamin.
Or
COVID. Sounds like COVID.
Or Ave.
Or yeah, Ave. Emma, you'd be Ma.
I'd be Ma.
Yeah. That suits her, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Ma.
Callum would be Lum.
Lum, I like Lum.
Lum.
I'm so sure we did this on the very first week we were ever on this show.
I feel that we did do it as well. I'm pretty sure I remember going Lum.
But you should call him, because he's obviously Alex, short for Alexander. Call him Xander. How hot is that?
Xander's cool.
That's hot. Bring Xander in.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourite places every Friday.
No sleeping separately with that going on. 7:28. What's it like out there this morning?
There's a broken down truck on the R139.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
We've only started doing the clicks today, so please don't judge us for how out of sync they are.
Yeah, we really should have got on this straight away.
I don't think we've ever clicked.
No, I don't think
we've ever clicked on the show before, so just
fun.
Like give us time.
Yeah, we'll get there. It's a very special week on the show. We've been celebrating all week IKEA's 15th birthday in Ireland.
Yay.
Yeah, savings on some of the most iconic products to celebrate, plus there'll be in-store offers and free kids events. What are some iconic IKEA products? Would it be the Duval?
The Billy bookcase.
Oh, lamp thing that like can close into a circle.
Oh, I love
into, like,
that thing.
Spider thing.
My brother got that thing and I had to build it and it was the best 7 weeks I ever had in my life. But there's loads going on there, Ballymun store this weekend for you.
We have just 2 balloons left in studio. We had 15 on Monday and 2 prizes inside. We need you to answer the phone saying something very special.
Okay, let's go. No disappointments today, please. It's Friday.
Happy 50th birthday, okay?
Oh, yay! Yes. Jason, you nearly forgot how old they were.
I nearly forgot everything.
That happens. Well done. You smashed it, and now you have an opportunity to pop a balloon. We only have 2 left, Jason. So you can choose between the number 2 and the number 11.
go 11.
I would also go 11.
11.
Here we go.
I got it in front of me.
You need the meat.
Sorry, I was going to just stupidly, Jason, I was going to do it with my pen, but here we go. Health and safety requires I do it with a meat thermometer.
Question mark. There we go.
That was. I feel like them balloons are starting to go down a lot.
Yeah, thanks be to God we don't have to run this for another week because the balloons have very little air left.
All right, here we go, Jason. You won a €200 voucher. Oh my God. That's unbelievable. That's the most amount we've given away all week.
It is indeed. Yeah, you got the jackpot there, Jason. Well done. Are you after a few bits?
Thank you. I'm not. Your girlfriend with me.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. Oh, well, you're going to be flavour of the month now with that €200 voucher. Congrats, Jason.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Talk to you later. So we only have one left.
We do. We go again.
Matt.
One left.
Go again.
Ah, come on, we'll go again. Please now. You know what you got to do when you answer the phone.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Hey, beautiful. Well
Sam,
done, Sam.
Do that again with a bit more pizzazz.
Yeah, a bit more gusto, yep. Sam. Come on.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm out of walk up the stairs. I'm out of breath.
All right, we don't want anyone to pass.
Are you, you're obviously home so far this morning, Sam, yeah?
No, I just got into work.
Oh, okay. What do you do, Sam?
I'm working in credit union.
Very good.
Oh,
very
and what nice. Time do you open? 8?
No, I just started a bit early.
Oh, wow. Fair play to you.
Right, well,
let's see if we can get you an IKEA voucher. Do you need anything in IKEA at the moment, Sam?
We just bought a house, so it would be
so yes
helpful.
Would be the answer.
Oh, well, this is
well, good news for you. You're guaranteed to win something.
You
so.
Are. Now, sadly, you've no choice of balloons because you were the last player of the whole week, so there's only one balloon left, number 2. And I can reveal there's something knocking around, so we'll give it a pop. 3, 2, 1.
That was all a right. Brilliant pop.
It was kind of a classic pop.
I would say the pop of the week. To
yeah,
be,
a think? Pop of the week. Yeah, the last week. Balloon.
Well, Sam, you close out the week with a lovely €50 voucher nice. For IKEA.
Woo!
Daddy, thanks so much.
Cheers, Sam.
Have a great day.
Weekend. Thanks a million.
Good luck.
See
bye.
You.
Bye. 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 Happy days. Job done. Happy birthday, IKEA. Are you still clicking?
We're still clicking.
Clicking.
Okay, well, enjoy. As we said, loads going on in IKEA's Ballymun store this weekend. Tiësto and Tate McRae now in 10:35 here at Spin. All I know
is 10:30. Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
So done, so done, so done. The Kid Leroy. And so done on Spin.
And did you notice before that? We played Tate McRae, his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is so, so bizarre because he, like, only recently broke up with his girlfriend for, like, 8 years. Like,
oh,
like they were together for, like, 2 years or something like that. Which is quite a long time when you're that age.
Oh, you know yeah. I mean? He's
only 18 or something like
that. Tate McRae straight after.
That's what I'm saying. And then he's after releasing a song, right, and it's basically just all about Tate McRae's ex being like, look what I have now. You fumbled. It's mad, and all the music videos, and he's getting like people to do TikToks about it. And I was like, God, if I was the ex now, I'd be honestly hide me in a bunker and never let me leave.
Fully charged.
Welcome. How are you? How are you? How
what's
are you?
Happening?
We
welcome
just
to the weekend.
Pumped to that.
Yeah.
Because we're so pumped for Friday.
Woo!
We're actually all right. We're all shattered.
We say that Aisling just said, I'm going to have a nap with my boundaries today. It's no bounds.
And no alarm.
Oh,
no alarm.
God.
Just wake up and everybody's
yeah, but
ready.
But then after that,
what you hear,
back fist pumping. Boom, boom. Everybody.
What you hear on this radio show is an audio mask. That's all it is. We are shells of people behind these microphones. But I am actually looking forward to going home for the weekend because I found my PlayStation 2 only last week, I think.
Oh, throwback.
Yeah. And I put up my Instagram story there last week. I was just like, look what I'm playing. And it was The Simpsons Hit and Run, and everyone on my Instagram was like, oh my God, best game ever, which I agree with. Complete it, mate. 100%
In the last week.
I played it every day.
I
to
had
be fair, that's not a lot.
Hit and Run on the Game Boy.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. At one stage, when I had a Game Boy, my mom went to New York, I think it was for her 40th,
right.
And she brought me back the gnarliest games. She brought me back a That's So Raven game.
Oh, yeah.
For the PlayStation.
This
nobody
I was gonna say.
In Ireland had that yeah. game. I promise
that's
you.
That's so fun.
Do you remember did you ever have a Nintendo DS?
Yes.
And did you ever get it was like the equivalent back then of the dodgy box. for the Nintendo DS.
Oh.
You'd have like a game card with a SIM card in it, and you'd hit the SIM card in and put the thing
no
in, and
way.
You'd have like thousands on thousands of games.
No way.
Yeah, and you always had the most bizarre things. It was like, obviously you had like your Nintendogs and your Mario
yeah.
or whatever, and then it was just like Farming Simulator, and you're like, I'm here for
training.
It. Yeah. I love that.
I'm dying to know what went on in the That's a Raven game.
Yeah, so
you just had to like get around the halls of the school without the hall cops like seeing you or whatever. So
let's play that this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Simpler time.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. I've realised something about myself recently, and it's that I love Dublin Airport. And to be honest, that doesn't even just go for Dublin Airport. It's kind of all airports. Now, I hate flying. I'm not afraid of it or anything. I just hate it.
It's boring.
It's boring. It sucks. You're cramped
Squashy.
With a load of people. Yeah. I hate security and I hate queues and I hate the amount of people. However, the airport itself, imagine it was empty and you had like a pair of Heelys. You know what I mean? It would be the best day of your life to just free roam the airport, in my opinion.
I'd actually love to cycle around the airport.
It would be
how
class.
That would be.
See, I just want to do it with the least amount of effort. But yeah,
ooh, fair. I would like
this is what I'm talking about.
I'd like to cycle around the airport on those little things that make you go faster. Imagine
on the conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt that makes you go faster. Imagine how fast you're going on a bike on
it. Oh my God, I didn't even think about
that'd
that. But yeah, that would be good. But I was just thinking, I was like obviously on holidays, I went to London, not really holidays, but I went to London last weekend and I was kind of walking in the airport going, God, I'd love if no one was here. That would just be lovely because I would go straight up to the traffic control building. That place should do tours because that is, it's like you're up so high in the air, you're overlooking all these planes landing and taking off. And I'm like, you'd literally feel like your own Lego set.
I'd even be fascinated by the technology of it. Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
How do you know it's safe up there?
Yeah,
show me.
I just think it'd be so, so cool to do that. It'd be like being in your own, do you remember that map or the little carpet you used to get? Like a car
yes!
park carpet. It'd be like being in one of them or having your own like
you're
train
the overlord.
Set. Yeah, exactly. Or plane set anyway.
They should do a Willy Wonka like golden ticket where they allow five people up every
yes,
year.
Yes, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Like Newgrange.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to scan myself through security. Especially with these new scanners that they have, like they scanned my bag the other day and they were like flipping the bag around on the screen. They were just like having a look at underneath it, on top of it, the left of it, the right of it, just having a look. And I was like, that is so cool. I want to see, you know, if you can see the breakfast I had this morning, if you can see like how much pee I have
in me. Do you want to like lie down and go through
yeah,
the thing?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what
and
I want to do.
You know, sometimes the body scanners, I'm like, can you see my knickers?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, be honest.
I want to see all of that. Yeah.
I'm always like, God, do I have a matching brand knickers on if I go through this? Because like,
yeah. I've never thought about that.
It really freaks me out.
Do you ever go to security and you're looking at the screen and you're like, what's in my bag? Even though I know. Do you know what I mean? I want to stand on the tarmac as planes land because I just think that'd be really, really cool. Like my dream as a kid was to play football like on the tarmac at Dublin Airport.
Oh, nice.
But are you ever like queuing for a Ryanair flight and you're standing on the tarmac and you just have a sudden urge to run?
Yes!
What
yes.
is with that? Is that such a human
no.
thing where it's like as soon as I'm queuing for a Ryanair flight, I'm like, I want to run a marathon around this airport.
I will never stop.
Literally.
That's when I'm standing there, I'm like, they really trust human beings not to leg it. How are we all just so disciplined that we're all not just legging it around?
Yeah.
It'd be
like,
so cool.
When I went to Sicily, I was queuing for the flight with my boyfriend Alex and there was a plane like driving by real slowly and I was like, do you think if you ran so fast you could run under the plane in between the front wheels and the back wheels
yes.
without getting smushed?
You could.
And I was like, I think you could.
You totally could. Let's try it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I love Dublin Airport.
I would really enjoy following the bag with the lad or the lady who does that job from plane to belt.
Yeah.
Yes, where
show
do they
me
go?
What happened.
That's so
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Do you know someone said that they put an air tag in their bag so they always know whereabouts it is?
Yeah,
in the
my
airport.
Friend does that. So
it's
clever.
Clever, like.
Oh, but I'd like to see where it is in the airport. Does it go to any mad places?
But it wasn't that in like Toy Story 2 or something where they go through the baggage thing
yes.
in the airport and you see like this whole world of bags.
Of all the bags.
It's so cool. I don't know why, and I probably sound really like ridiculous, but I just think the airport is so
it is so cool.
So fucking cool.
I want to see the airport prison.
That's a thing?
Well, yeah. Well, if you're trying to bring dodgies in.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I think they have bars and all.
I don't know. This is the thing.
There's a bar in the airport.
No. I mean, bars like a cell.
Yeah, they have a bar for the prison.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We were just chatting there about Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. They've had quite a famous beef between them for many years, since the early days of Sex and the City.
All right.
And it looks like now Kim Cattrall will be in every episode of On Just Like That Season 3, but
no
will
way.
Not shoot any scenes with Sarah Jessica Parker. Okay?
who's the meanie now? Who's the person we don't like? Is it Sarah Jessica Parker or is it Kim Cattrall?
Which are they? It depends on who you're listening to, I suppose.
Right, okay.
Right. There's no obvious baddie in the relationship.
There's each of their truths and then there's the real truth, you know?
Right.
And obviously recently there's been huge beef in the rap world between Kendrick Lamar and Drake as well. So there's some like predictable, I suppose, celebrity beef, someone that we've known about for quite some time. Well, there's new beef on the block.
Oh.
And it's incredibly unlikely, these two people who are beefing in the world of celebrity, okay? You've got Ozzy Osbourne.
Is he coherent enough to be beefing with anyone?
He is, actually, you know. His speech is all right. And it's Ozzy Osbourne and... the sweetest pie in her day, at least, Britney Spears. Okay?
Is that Britney? I thought it was Paris Hilton.
That was a random Britney song to pick, but I like it.
I thought it was the nicest of the nice. As the opposite to the...
I don't know that song.
Black Sabbath. You don't know I'm not a girl, not yet a woman?
No.
Okay. I can't help you. Anyway, the Osbournes have a podcast called The Osbournes, and it's Jack, and it's... what's the daughter's name again?
Oh, the Ellie. Sharon is Kelly.
Kelly, and it's Sharon, and it's Ozzy. And it's actually not a bad podcast at all. They talk about all sorts of different issues and stuff. But they were literally chatting the other day about TikTok dances, and Ozzy was saying he's had enough of these TikTok dances, and Britney came up, right?
I'm fed up with seeing poor old Britney Spears on YouTube.
Dancing.
Oh. Every
Save Britney.
I feel so sorry,
it's sad.
Poor little thing.
Very, very sad.
Yeah. Very sad indeed.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Right.
What's heartbreaking about it? But also, sorry, he's much better than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Yeah.
That's unreal. Yeah, fair really play good. To him. But oh my God, what's the issue?
The issue, exactly. What is the issue?
It's condescending, isn't it?
It is a bit condescending. It is kind of empathic in a way, I suppose, as well, and maybe sympathetic. But at the same time, Britney has claimed time and time again, she is grand.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. She likes dancing. And she reacted to this online, saying, "Tell the Osbourne family, who is the most boring family known to mankind, to kindly F off."
No, I'm sorry, but you cannot call the Osbournes the most boring family.
Yeah, no.
They were the first family in the world to have a reality show.
And probably one of the most eccentric families.
Literally.
Know. Yeah.
So she says online then, Britney says, "I know what it's like to be judged, but I think it's important to help each other and invite each other to places that help our souls grow." Anyway, she said, "Do you think perhaps they might be offended by what they see?" And is basically saying, like, "I'm not too old to dance online," or, you know, "What is even age appropriate? Like, let me dance if I want to dance."
She's not too old to dance, but I mean, like, yeah, look, they are a bit mad to dance.
Yeah, let her be.
They are. The ditties are out. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. I don't mind that part.
Yeah, I'd say.
However she wants to express herself, leave her off, I suppose, at this stage. But anyway, you just got me thinking about, like, unlikely celebrities to fall out. I never thought I on my bingo card for this week would be Ozzy versus Britney in
Definitely
all these
not.
News articles.
Oh, I like this.
So again, these, as far as I know, have never had online or real life celebrity beef, but I'm just trying to think of random mismatch people. Imagine if you heard tomorrow that Harry Styles and Gwen Stefani were having war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be random.
So random.
It will be random.
Olivia Rodrigo having a big online fallout with Morgan Freeman on Twitter.
Yeah. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway bitching in an interview about David Attenborough.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly happen.
Or my favourite, I would love to see the day that we're all concerned because Paul Mescal's had a big row with Dolly Parton.
Yeah. See, I feel like they're all kind of in the same world. Do you know what I mean?
In the online world.
Yeah, like they're in that kind of online, or they're at least in like LA and things like that.
Okay.
So these are things that could potentially happen. Whereas I want to see beef between like Daniel O'Donnell and Cormac from California. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the kind of vibe I want. Right. I want to see beef between Marty Whelan and Nevo. That's what I want.
Nevo, the TikTok influencer,
yeah.
OnlyFans. Okay.
I want to see beef between Mary Lou McDonald and Shaboozy.
Yeah.
Or Brendan Gleeson and Barry White from the Silla Bang Ad.
From the Silla Bang Ad.
Barry Scott.
Banging, the dirt is gone.
Emma, you're off on a weekend on Whiddy Island with your loved ones today.
You're off on a itty-bitty-witty trip away to Whiddy.
With Whiddy.
Who would have known that a place called Whiddy Island could bring you guys so much joy?
I'd never heard about it until you brought it to us.
Sadly, the weather looks woeful on Whiddy while you're there.
It does. The weather looks terrible.
Yeah, it's wet on Whiddy. It's windy on Whiddy. It's a washout on Whiddy the whole weekend.
No. Apparently, that's not good.
It's not good at all, no.
What are you going to do?
I have absolutely no idea, to be honest.
This is the issue, yeah?
We've booked out the whole hostel. So I guess we could explore the hostel.
You have free reign of the hostel.
That'd be kind of it. They don't have an oven, I've learned.
They don't have an oven?
They have a microwave and a couple of hobs.
Do they have a Domino's?
Nope, absolutely no Domino's. No Chipper? Takeaways. There's chips in the local pub, I've heard.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah, as in chips.
Is there a supermarket?
No. That's over on the mainland. So you have to do your shopping. So today I have to go to Bantry and do my shopping and then bring the shopping over on the boat.
That is so silly on Whiddy.
Yikes. Okay, so what the hell are you going to do on Whiddy with that weather is the question. Well, think no more, Emma, because it's Dave and I to the rescue. We've wangled a few ideas out of us.
How many times have you used a word beginning with W in the last 2 minutes?
Too many. This is the list. What to do on Whiddy when Whiddy's wet and windy.
Yes.
I'll give you a few, but I'll save the rest for later because I want you to get involved, you listening. You could go whitewater rafting on Whiddy.
You could.
That's a really good idea.
I don't think they provide that. But
I also wouldn't recommend it because of the weather. The wet and windy weather.
But it's already wet. And then you just get in the wet water. Happy days on Whiddy.
That's true, but yeah. Okay.
You could watch The Wolf of Wall Street on Whiddy.
You could.
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
Mm,
family friendly. They'll all love it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would be so happy together, from the kids to the adults. Yeah.
You could play Where's Wally on Whiddy.
You could. That'd be fun.
I'd love that.
Yeah, with the book or a life size. You could eat some squiddy on Whiddy.
Do you know what? That's probably something you could do.
I bet they have good squiddy on Whiddy.
You'd imagine they do.
Or you could form a committee on Whiddy for whatever you want.
Just a Whiddy committee.
Committee. Dave has some. I'll save my best for later. But if you have any more ideas of what Emma can do on Whiddy when it's wet and windy on Whiddy, get in touch. 087 111 1038. They have to start with W or rhyme with Iddy.
One Republic and I Don't Want to Wait on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
I Don't Want to Wait on Whiddy.
Emma's going on a little trip to Whiddy with her family.
An itty bitty twitty
weekend.
Trip to Whiddy.
Whiddy is an island off the coast of Cork, we should say. In case people are like, what the hell are they even saying? And sadly, the weather, what good on Whiddy. Wet and windy on Whiddy this weekend. And Emma, you've been saying, what the hell am I going to do on Whiddy when the weather's wet and windy?
Yeah, honestly, there's 3 long days, booked Sunday and Monday off, and we're due to get absolutely washed out of it.
Oh, that's not good at all.
So we're trying to help you out, and you listening are trying to help out as well. What to do on Whiddy when Whiddy's wet and windy? And I think Tony's on. Tony, what should Emma do on Whiddy when Whiddy's wet and windy?
A wibbly wobbly wonder.
Ah, genius.
Very good.
A wibbly wobbly wonder on a wet and windy Whiddy.
I wouldn't be a fan of a wibbly wobbly wonder, Mina.
I love a wibbly wobbly wonder on Whiddy.
You have to be on Whiddy.
Cheers, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Okay, that's good. We can do that.
That's a great one.
I haven't seen a wibbly wobbly wonder around in a while.
No.
Let's have a look for them.
Not in a while on Whiddy, though. I have some suggestions for you. You could one a wound and be giddy on Whiddy.
You could.
One around.
Yeah.
Maria was on.
Emma can get a wet willy on Whiddy.
Yes. Excuse me? What's a wet willy?
You don't know what
a wet willy is. When you suck your little finger
and
you
put it in someone's ear.
Oh, grand. Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Your mind out of the whittle gutter.
The whittle.
Oh, here's Carrie Ann.
Maybe she can go for a skiddy diddy in the yo shitty.
I gotta take that as a skinny dip in the ocean.
Yeah.
Skinny diddy in the ocean.
Yeah.
That's good.
A skinny diddy on Whiddy.
You could wear a waistcoat on Whiddy.
I could.
Oh, you could, yeah. You could listen to some WAP, 50 Cent on Whiddy.
Very good. You could wink at a widower on Whiddy.
Yeah, very
sad.
Good. Make sure you wear a bois, though. Cover up them diddies on Whiddy.
You could sing a little ditty on Whiddy.
Yeah, you could. You could watch Ice Age, Sea City on Whiddy.
You could pet a little kitty on Whiddy.
Don't do that.
No, kitty.
Oh, kitty.
Sorry.
You could have a...
My heart.
You could have a UK ice cream, a whippy on Whiddy.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You can make friends with an El Biddy on Widdy.
You could. I'd love that.
Yeah.
You could walk around and non-stop fart. Windy on Widdy.
I mean, plenty of that. I mean the wind without fart.
We're having a lot of fun with this. Emma's off to Widdy Island with her whamily this weekend.
And we've that doesn't work.
Trying to find things for Emma to do while it's wet and windy on Widdy this weekend.
Weather doesn't look great.
And we got a WhatsApp Ian.
Oh, we did. We got a WhatsApp voice note.
This is Mark.
Emma, what do we got to do the Gwiddy on Widdy while it's wet and windy?
How did I not think of doing the Gwiddy on Widdy?
What's and the Gwiddy?
The Gwiddy is like a dance where you kind of just put your hands up to your kind of head and like I don't really know how to explain it on radio.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that. It's weird.
It's a TikTok dance. He looks ridiculous. He looks ridiculous.
I look ridiculous. It's from Fortnite.
You look very willy. I mean silly. Silly, I meant. Like silly.
This is the stupidest show
we
on
need to
radio.
Stop. Why is it so funny when you put a W in front of things? It's
I
the
love
best
it
letter.
So much. It's so, so good.
Here's Fred again, no bon Jared. This is the Dory one.
Fred again.
Fred again.
Ben Ashley. Hello. Let's go.
This is Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, David, Ashling. Hello there, it is Friday.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, good vibes.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
I spotted this on Instagram last night. I just think, fair play. I'd never seen this before in terms of an announcement of a divorce. I think this was news to the man in question by
Instagram.
Oh, I
saw
this.
I know this.
Too.
Did you see this? Dubai princess. So someone of higher power.
Didn't know they had princes and princesses in
Sheikh
Dubai.
Sheikh Mahra.
A sheikh, yeah.
Say that again?
He's a sheikh.
She wrote on Instagram, "Dear husband, as you are occupied with other companions, I hereby declare our divorce. I divorce you, I divorce you, and I divorce you. Take care, your ex-wife."
Spicy.
So cool. So great. Cool.
I love the way she said it three times.
I love the way, I like the thought of thinking like he was in a meeting and she was just like, "We need to talk." And he's like, "Nah."
Yeah.
And she was just like, "Fine, Instagram."
Yeah.
"I divorce you, I divorce her, I divorce you."
Black background.
It's like Sabrina Carpenter's "Please, please, please."
From your ex-wife on a black screen, just type on the grid, not a story. "Thank you very much. I'll see myself out."
What a queen.
I love the language of the "while you were busy with other companions."
Yeah. Oh. Gorgeous, stunning. Yeah.
Everyone was replying saying, "She's no princess.
She's a queen." Emma, I know you're only in New York a few weeks ago. Ash, you've been to America a couple of times. I have been twice. But there's one thing that I have never done when in America. And it's kind of something I'm kind of raging I haven't done.
Okay.
And it's something really simple. I always wanted to go to Costco. You always hear about Costco in like TV and movies, and if you don't know what it is, it describes itself as an American multinational corporation which operates a chain of membership-only big box warehouse club retail stores. So from what I'd gathered from like movies and TV shows, it's like a giant cash and carry.
Like the Musgraves of
It's like a
America.
Musgraves, but it's like massive.
Yeah.
Like huge, huge things. And you can buy pretty much anything you'd ever need in life, like your entirety of life, and you can buy it in bulk and you can buy it for cheap.
Yeah.
That's the point of it. They love bulk in America.
Go and get your like toilet paper for 3 months.
But people buy sheds in Costco to then fill up those sheds with things they've bought from Costco.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? That's how mad they are, right? But Americans love it. And Costco really know their audience because the thing they've started selling recently is absolutely unbelievable. They are selling apocalypse dinners.
Stop.
Yes. Okay, so we all know the world was meant to end in the year 2000 and the year 2012, and it didn't, right? Well, there's a new timeline now, apparently.
Oh, when is it?
It's all due to finish next year, unfortunately.
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, now listen to this. This is from a clairvoyant called Baba Vanga, and she is from Bulgaria. She's a clairvoyant, and apparently she predicted the pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
Okay.
Oh, God, okay.
So that is a little bit, you're kind of like, maybe she is right.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? So Costco are like, this is interesting. We'll start selling apocalypse dinners, right?
That's literally on the label.
Yeah.
Apocalypse dinners.
Well, it's actually more, they're calling it emergency food supply variety packs, right?
You wonder what the hell is in
there. Apocalypse dinners.
Maybe my granny is predicting maybe an apocalypse, because when I went to visit her 2 weeks ago, again, I'm a grown woman working for a long time, and there was a bag of groceries there. She said, "I got you some non-perishables."
Ah, stop.
Be going.
Wow.
And loads of non-perishables.
Was she wearing a tin foil hat?
Noodles.
Baba Vanga said.
I wonder if...
Be careful now, Emma. Baba Vanga said now, she said that next year is we're all done for. So apparently these emergency food supply variety packs or apocalypse dinners last 25 years. Okay, that's how long that they would actually hold for. They contain 150... Now, by the way, when I say last for 25 years, I don't mean it's 25 years worth of food. I've just figured that out in the last 14 seconds.
Oh, no, I got like, that.
How much are they packing these buckets with? That's unbelievable. They must be really, you know what I mean? No. They last 25 years. Like expiry. Their best before date. Yeah. But they contain 150 servings of freeze-dried food, including pasta Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, teriyaki rice, creamy pasta and vegetables, potato pot pie, tomato basil soup and pasta, chicken noodle soup, brown sugar, maple multigrain and apple cinnamon cereal, crunchy granola, white rice, vanilla pudding, whey milk alternative and an orange drink.
Wait now, how long actual dinners?
Does it last that long? Like on your average rice pack, well, this you is get it. Like what a year? Like I know sometimes it's like 2025 on the back of your rice pack, but 25 years?
Mac and cheese.
There's probably like 10, I've probably listed probably like 10 things there. So there's obviously 10 of each. There's 150 servings of dinner.
Right.
Basically, it's the expiry, you know, that's blowing my mind.
And it's both, you know what I mean, like Americans, when they have like they think an apocalypse is coming, they all like a lot of Americans have like bunkers and things like that, like in case like the world ends or whatever. By the way, if the world ends, I don't want to live. I'm fine with like being like going out with everyone, because how long until they start?
I'd be hanging around on my own. Everyone else is gone.
How long until they start pitching breakfast shows again? I'd be a long time waiting, and that's kind of the only thing I can do.
You have no other skills.
I've no other skills. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, these are kind of especially for doomsday preppers. They need to add water, and that's it. And they have meal, hot water or whatever. No need to worry. Well, they don't need to worry about dying of hunger. Whatever else is out there, obviously, that would be kind of scary. Costco wrote, "This assortment isn't just a temporary fix, it's a long-term solution. It's a tangible expression of your dedication to ensuring you and your loved ones are cared for, no matter what lies ahead." Which I like, because it's kind of like guilt-tripping the dads, being like, "You're supposed to be looking after your family.
Yes.
You don't know what's coming." Baba Vanga said.
Baba Vanga said.
The blind Bulgarian clairvoyant said.
It's the new "What Would Jesus Do?"
Baba Vanga said.
Skins fully charged. Recharged. I had an interesting week. Set myself a little kind of challenge in my mind on Sunday. And I suppose I've come to the realisation that the only way that I'm not going to spend money is if I just don't go into any shop ever. You know,
I could have told you that now.
I know. But you know, when you go in to get one particular thing, no matter where you are, and you end up just always doing the most, doing too much. That's me. I go into Dunn's to like get something from the food aisle, and then I end up in the clothing shop, and before I know it, there's 50 quid gone. You know what I mean?
You have a problem.
See, I don't do that, but I do go to the shop like every day.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Just be like, oh, I'll just go and get a little bit. I'll go get this.
A little treat.
Yeah. Or even like, you know what I mean? I do a big shop at least four times a week.
Do you?
Honestly, like it's
so
just, I'll
I
go
don't
to the shop.
Think you could call it then big.
No, but you know what I mean? I'll go to the shop for one thing and I'll be like, well, I need eggs as well, and I'll need this. Oh, sure. Oh, I'll get a treat for myself as well. Why not?
Yeah, a nice
little 7-Up. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, fact. So I said to myself on Sunday, I did a bit of a grocery shop like that, like grand. And then I said, you know what? Don't go to a shop for the week and see if you can spend no money all week. I was thinking about it. I was like, I've got some diesel in the car. Don't need anything. I'd done my grocery shop and I was like, just survive and see how you get on. I can say it's been an excruciatingly boring week.
Yeah, say so.
But until 20 minutes ago, I succeeded and I got to Friday without spending a single euro, right? Apart from some random Apple thing that came out of my account. That was, I don't know what.
Oh, well, that's not you.
Yeah.
Going out and spending.
You didn't swipe your card.
No, I didn't swipe a card. I didn't tap for anything. I didn't spend anything, right? We're at very, very much dire straits in the house. There's one egg left on my shelf. Singular egg left. So everything kind of worked out quite perfectly. I can tell you that I am sick to the teeth of brown bread sandwiches, which is what I've had all week. I was like, you know, Ashling is very good, and so are you, Dave. You're fairly determined. But Ash often does this thing, doesn't she, where she like sets herself a challenge and sticks to it.
Yeah, that is
a bit of me. I kind of want to try that now.
Yeah. And so I was like, no, come on, don't bail on it. Stick it out as much as you can. And as I said, when I was munching through that sandwich on Wednesday, I was like, yesterday afternoon, I was like, I am so sick of this. Those were my last two slices of ham and the last little bit of cheese that I had. And it's been packets of soup all week.
Oh, my God.
Then I was just defrosting crap I had in the freezer, like meat and stuff. So I was just having pasta. But I survived just fine. My petrolite is flashing quite severely this morning.
Please fill up the car.
Since yesterday. And I will.
But it's actually mental when you'd say, I'm not going into a shop, then you just don't, you literally don't spend any money.
See, I have an issue, and my issue is I love spending money.
No, so do I.
I love it.
Oh, and really?
Love buying
stuff. What do you mean
stuff.
You love it?
I just love buying stuff.
Mm. Same, I'm a devil for that as well.
But like your groceries?
Yeah, just anything. I love,
like, woo!
I love going to the shop. Just tapping my phone.
Dance, yeah. Coming out of the shop.
When I have a little Tesco club card deal, I'm like, hell yeah. I've just saved myself €4 on a €50 shop. Deadly. Do you know what I mean?
I
love
really don't
money.
Like spending money.
Really, Ash?
No, not
that's
at all.
That's a good mentality to be in.
I mean, I do. Plenty of it. Yeah. But I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. I always say...
I don't like enjoy the money going out of my account. I enjoy the things I get from when I tap my card.
Well, yeah, fair.
Yeah. I often say, you know the way, like, say... Another reason I did this was like second last weekend of the month. There's just been so much going on lately. And I was like, just try and save and get through the month or whatever. And I was like, if only we had this attitude on the first week of the month.
Yeah.
So like the day you get paid, say, pretend it's the last week of the month and you're like keeping it really chill and really downbeat. And then you won't have this stress on the last week of the month, every bloody month.
See, I'm like that for the entire month, apart from the one day we get paid. One day we get paid, I'm like, I'm rich, baby. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's all gone on rent and bills. And,
so
that's,
grim.
And that's finished.
It's so grim. Anyway, I am so excited to go and get diesel today. I never thought it would be so grim. Going to get a little treat. Going to get a Coke Zero.
Go wild.
I'm buzzing.
One more tune. One more tune. One more tune.
It's Friday. And before 10 o'clock, we want to officially launch the weekend for you here at Spin. But what song is going to do that for you? Once a week, myself and Dave Ash, we put a song out there. You vote for the one that you love the most and want to hear in full. And you vote for it with either Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I've gone for this week. I'd love them to work together again. Sam Smith and Disclosure and Latch. I'm back in this week. If you want to hear it in full, it's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087 711 1038.
They do compliment each other very,
very well.
Very well.
Yes,
really, really well. I have gone for this.
I only called you when it's
Why not kick off the weekend with The Weeknd? That is called The Hills. If you wanted to hear it in full and play as the last song of the show to launch your weekend, it's Dave in a WhatsApp now, 087 711 1038.
And I'm throwing it all the way back to some vintage Bieber. I've gone for this.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm for the
Oh, it's one of the goodies. It's Justin Bieber and Boyfriend. If you haven't heard it in a while and you'd love to hear it in full, it's Aisling in WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
All right, I've gone for Sam Smith and Disclosure. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for The Weeknd and The Hills. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I have gone for Justin Bieber and Boyfriend. Aisling, please, to 087 711 1038.
Friday means the weekend and happiness. It also means that we get roasted by producer Callum.
I think we've had a really good week, though. I think we've been pretty flawless. So I don't understand what
where
he could
you're
possibly...
you're going to be proven wrong.
I don't think... What could he possibly have?
Got to bring you down to then raise you back up. What a week it's been. England lost in the Euro 2024 final. Sabrina Carpenter's announced that she's playing the Three Arena next year. And I'm seeing Taylor Swift in Vienna in 20 days' time.
Wow.
But it can't all be good news. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. Both myself and Aisling got a bit too much into our insults this week. Uncultured swine.
What a scummy woman.
Wow.
I called you uncultured swine. Yeah. And Aisling called Dave's mum a scummy woman.
A scummy woman.
Context. And I was pulled up on a text immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Emma's heading on a whittle twip away today, but I'm not sure where to.
Quiddy Island.
Quiddy.
Everyone just laughs at the name.
Quiddy with the family.
Quit on Quiddy.
Quit on Quiddy.
Off work for Quiddy. Quiddy Island.
Quiddy.
On Quiddy Island.
Quiddy.
Quit on Quiddy.
An itty bitty Quiddy Island.
God, I love the PR that island has gotten to this week is amazing.
And that wasn't, there was no mentions from today's show in that clip either.
Wow.
Although I could probably do another whole clip from today.
Are you saying we overdid it?
I think just a smidgen.
Oh.
Another girly quiz yesterday and another moment where I thought Dave was about to resign on air.
I swear.
You're not seriously using another
iPhone. Oh, I feckin' hate this girly quiz. Every time I go to Ash, every time I was like, can I just have a little bit of help? Oh, you disgust me. Oh, you're pathetic.
And finally, let's hear some of Aisling's first ever time on the radio again.
Hello, good morning. We're here in the studio. This morning we are going to be talking about Mental Health Week, and we're going to also talk about the Galway Jazz Festival. Paralympians who are home from Rio. We're going to leave you off with a bit of jazz.
Yeah, you like jazz.
I've been producer Callum. They've been the worst bits of the week.
Amazing. Very good.
We're running out of time on this. Which song would you like to close the show and launch the weekend? Will it be My Choice? That's Disclosure in Sam Smith and Latch. Emma in a WhatsApp if you want to hear it. 087-711-1038.
Or will it be My Choice? The Weekend, The Hills. It's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. Need your votes on this one.
Or is it gonna be this? If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. A bit of vintage Bieber for the win. It's Boyfriend, and if you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038.
I'm just crunching the numbers. I'm looking at the votes already in so far. Somebody, I'm not going to reveal who, don't be looking at the sheet, has 0%.
Oh!
Never happened before. Oh, somebody is on zero.
That's really bad.
It's really bad for whatever artist it is as well, yeah. Mm. All right, get your votes in. Emma, Dave, or Aisling in a WhatsApp. Have a fantastic weekend now, folks.
Oh, yeah. Have a good one.
God, we're done. Are we?
That's
Thank
it.
God.
God, that's would you believe for another week?
Hey, we're kind of back tomorrow morning.
Oh yeah, we're back.
For the best of the week.
Yes.
Michaela is on the way, handing over now to producer Callum for the results of One More Tune.
Yes.
What's going on?
You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Latch, Disclosure of Sam Smith. Aisling went for Justin Bieber and Boyfriend. Dave went for The Weeknd, Woo. The Hills. Dave, you came last with 14% Oof. Of the vote.
Cool.
Aisling, then. You came second with 40% of the vote. Emmett sneaks the win with 46%.
Wow. Cowards. You saw this performed live, didn't you, Disclosure and Sam, before?
Yeah,
you said it was
and it
amazing.
Did change the game yeah. for me.
Here's Latch. Have a lovely weekend. You lift my heart up when the rest of me is down. You enchant me even when you're not around. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.